Savior of the World. We call Jesus Lord and Savior, and there is truth to those titles. He was Lord of His spiritual kingdom and showed us the way to be saved from sin and the consequent travail of mortal existence. Near the end of Jesus' lessons to His disciples, He gave this word of encouragement: "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." He said, in substance, "Cheer up. Your relief is at hand. With God as my mind, I overcame the world." Now that you know it is possible, take up the work immediately in the way that I showed you. He did life's work aright, not only in justice to Himself, but in mercy to mortals, to show them how to do theirs, but not to do it for them, nor to relieve them of a single responsibility. As Jesus' latter-day disciples, is it necessary for us to overcome the world as He did? That is, to triumph over our faulty sense of it? To be its Savior? Yes. Because we are conscious, we are aware of the universe from a unique and singular perspective. We never share our vantage point with anyone. Where we are is the only center that we will ever know. Regardless of whether it is flawed or perfect, all we know of this universe we behold from our particular point of view. This was true of Adam and Eve, Jesus and the prophets, and the Jews and Gentiles, and it is true of you and me. There had been a lot of chaos in Jesus' world from the human perspective. Sin was blind to the truth, hypocrisy despised His righteousness, and malice sought to kill Him. Even His own disciples deserted Him at the crucifixion, but He was safe and alone with His particular view, the harmony of God. He heard angels singing hymns of praise, assuring Him that He would pass through the valley of the shadow of death untouched by threats of sin, hypocrisy, and the grave. Jesus' messenger said, "I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth." Through it all, God was His ever-companion and best friend. He had overcome all the so-called things of this world. After Jesus' selfless human sacrifice, He walked forth as Lord of all, even of the world He saw around Him. His sense of earth became heavenly. Jesus realized no separation or distinction between earth and heaven, for there is none in reality. The Son of Man came down from heaven and is in heaven. As we look out upon our world, what do we see? If it is not perfect, it is hell. And this earth hell is screaming at us louder and louder to shrink and die. But do we not live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate? As Jesus was Savior and set the example, so must we be individual saviors of the world we see. No one is going to do the work for us or relieve us of a single responsibility. When we see Armageddon closing in on us, what will we do about it? Today has need of you to be the Savior of the world. Watch, never doubting, and you will pass through the open door that Christ has held forever unlocked. You will know the truth and behold your promised inheritance. As in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Mortals must follow Jesus' sayings and his demonstrations, which dominate the flesh. Perfect and infinite mind enthroned is heaven.